I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. A definite chief aim is the starting point of success. You have to know what you wish to achieve. What is the outcome?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Congratulations on tuning in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when success you have expected to achieve has yet to occur. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to make sure you are doing your job. If you're in an organization that has many people, maybe you're in a leadership position where you have to, maybe you're kind of overseeing what everyone else is doing. Maybe everyone is looking to you as a guidepost or as a leader or as a mentor. They're looking up to you as the person they need to follow to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. How do you ensure and continue to ensure that you are doing what you are supposed to do while you're on a job? And this is even if your job is just you by yourself. You don't have an organization. You're not part of a team. It's just you doing your thing. How do you make sure you are continually doing the job that you're supposed to do and not getting sidetracked by myriad distractions? I mean, there's a lot of ways that we could distract ourselves these days. But how do you ensure that you're always doing your job and doing it the way that that job is supposed to be being done? I'm going to tell you today. Point number one is you got to know what the outcome is. This is a topic, a point that I've made many times in different topics of this podcast. And the reason why is because this is one of the most important things that we need in life. I mean, Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, and also in my favorite book, The Law of Success, that a definite chief aim is the starting point of success. You have to know what you wish to achieve. What is the outcome? Now, that can mean your number one goal you have in life. It can mean what you want to do this year, this season, this quarter, this fiscal year in your business. What do you want to accomplish today? What do you want to accomplish this week? You got to know what your outcome is in order to know if you're doing the right things, the wrong things, and what things need to be done, period. Your job is not done until you can connect that job to the completion of the goal, completion of the outcome, the achievement of the definite chief aim. What is it that you wish to achieve? Why do you wish to achieve it? And what steps need to be taken to achieve it? You can't answer those two questions, so you know what it is you're going after. Point number two, today's topic again is how to make sure you are doing your job. Number two, know exactly what is expected of you and how those expectations are being measured. Knowing what people want you to do or what you need to do yourself and how you're going to measure to know whether you did it or not. And if you're the head person, you got to set these standards for yourself. If you're the person in charge and you have other people and you tell them, okay, well, I expect you to, if you're running a car wash, I expect you to wash 10 cars a day, or you're running a hair salon, I expect you to get 10 heads done a day, or whatever it is that you're doing, and you can tell other people, this is how I'm measuring your work. You have to have ways of measuring yours. You got to have ways of setting standards for yourself. Maybe your standards will be based on what those people do. For example, when I worked at Bally Total Fitness as a gym membership salesperson, actually in Philadelphia Sports Club, it was the exact same setup. the head manager person, their job wasn't for them to do a certain level of work each day, but they had standards for us. There were certain things that we needed to do. We needed to set certain number of appointments, close a certain number of sales, because the gym obviously wanted to do a certain amount of business. And that manager, that boss of mine, his work was measured by how much sales activity happened there, even though he wasn't out actively doing the sales. So his job was to stay on top of people like myself, the salespeople, and make sure we produced in aggregate a certain amount of business, because that reflected on him, whether he got to keep his job, whether he got promoted, demoted. When I worked at Bally Total Fitness, I mean, it was a very volatile situation what they did with managers. If you had a bad month, just one bad month as a head manager at Bally Total Fitness, you would get demoted and you would be an assistant manager at a different gym. They move you to a different gym and make you an assistant when you were just the head manager at the other gym just a month earlier. And if you had a great month and someone else had a bad month, they would promote you to head manager again at a different place, and they would demote the other person. They would just do this back and forth, month after month. When I was working there at Bally, this was back in 2005, and Bally Total Fitness is pretty much gone out of business since then. And I think that might have had something to do with it. There's a lot of things they did at Bally that were ridiculous. I wrote an email about my time working at Bally probably back in February of this year. So if you've been on my email list, which you should be at dreallday.com/game, you read that story, and it's probably somewhere on my website too. Just go to dreallday.com and search Bally, B-A-L-L-Y. You'll see that article. I know it's somewhere in there. But the point that I'm making here, back to point number two, and again, today's topic is how to make sure you're doing your job. You have to know what the standards are and how your work's being measured. So when you take a job somewhere, if someone hires you to do a job, or someone hires you to consult for them, or someone wants you to be their personal coach, or you're going to be someone's personal trainer, anytime someone is paying you money for any type of service or any type of work, you need to ask them and be clear. Make sure that both of you are on the same page. This is the work that you want me to do, and how are we going to measure whether I actually did the job that you wanted or if I didn't? Because if it's ambiguous as to what was the outcome desired and whether you achieved it or not, then you could have discrepancies with this person. This person who hired you to consult for their business or hired you to be their personal trainer could say, well, yeah, my muscles look great, but my goal was to lose 30 pounds. I only lost 20 pounds. And you didn't even know that the goal was to lose 30 pounds. You thought you were just trying to make their muscles look great. So you need to know. Or they say, well, yeah, I hired you to make these calls, but the goal was for you to close 2 sales, but you made all the calls, but you didn't close any sales. So I can't even say that you were successful. Now, at this point, this person could maybe get to the point where they want a refund, or they want to withhold money from you that you believe is owed to you, or they don't want to give you a positive review because you did not achieve the outcome that they wanted, but you thought you did achieve it. So you had to make sure you're being clear with anyone who's working for you, anyone whom you're working for, and with yourself. What is the outcome that I wish to achieve, and how will I know that I actually achieved it? It needs to be specific and it needs to be measurable. If your outcomes are not specific and measurable, then you could be doing a whole lot of work but still not be sure if you actually achieved anything. You don't want to be in that position. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times, so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the bulletproof mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the bulletproof mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset Course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset Course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is how to make sure you are doing your job, whatever that job is. And these are ways to dictate what your job is. Number 3, measure yourself against your standards and hold yourself accountable. So you got to have some standards, first of all, to measure yourself against the standard. What is it that I wish to achieve? I told you a few episodes back, maybe a couple weeks ago, that Tony Robbins said when he wanted to really change his life, the number one thing he had to do was change his standards. Now you had to do the exact same thing. Maybe you just need to create some standards. Maybe you can't change your standards because you didn't have any up to this point. But now that you're hearing it from me, you may have to create some standards. What are my standards? What are my baselines? For example, person like myself, I always said I would never be out of shape. As long as I'm physically capable of working out, whether that's going to a gym, riding a bike, going outside, I don't know, playing basketball, doing a yoga class, whatever it is, I'm not going to be out of shape ever. I'm never going to be in a position where I look at myself in the mirror and like, damn, what the hell happened to my body? That's a standard for me. Other people have different standards where they say, well, if I don't have at least $1 million in cash in the bank, I feel broke and I'm going to do something about it to make sure that I have that certain amount of money. Another person may say, I got to make sure that I always have a person that I'm dating because I don't like to feel like I'm by myself. I don't want any time to myself. I just want to be me. Another person may say, I got to write at least 1,000 words a day or otherwise I don't feel like I did any work. Another person may say, well, I got to make sure I get outside for at least 30 minutes a day or I feel claustrophobic. I can't stay in the house. I don't care if it's snowing, raining, a hurricane. I got to get outside. People have standards. For certain areas of your life, you have standards, things that you may not even call them standards, but they are pretty much requirements for you that if you don't do these things, you just don't feel right. There are people who don't feel right if they don't get some form of exercise every single day. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday, if they're on vacation, if they're injured, they got to get some level of exercise. There's some people who feel like they got to talk on the phone to their mom every single day. If I don't talk to my mom every single day, something just doesn't feel right. Or they got to talk to their boyfriend or girlfriend or brother or sister or whoever it is. Every one of us has certain standards for our lives in different areas. And here's the key. If you want to raise your life to a different level, all you need to do is set standards in every area that matters to you and make sure you're reaching those standards every single day. See, it's not a standard just because you said it. It's not a standard just because you wrote it down or you heard it on a podcast. It's a standard when you have decided that this is what it's going to be and you give yourself no out clauses, no excuses for not reaching it. That's when it becomes a real standard. I want to say that once more. It becomes a standard not because you said it or you wrote it down or you thought about it. It's a standard because you decided. And when you decide on something, it's followed up by what? Let's all say it at the same time, class. Action. That you do not give yourself an out clause or make it okay. Or there is no way, shape, or form that it is okay for you to not do it when it's a standard. When it's a standard that you got to work out every day, that means you got to work out every day. Doesn't matter if you're not home. It don't matter if the gym is closed. Don't matter if your leg hurt. You didn't get any sleep the previous night. You got a broke arm. You're still going to figure out a way to work out because that's a standard. You must set standards for yourself and knowing exactly what those standards are, exactly how you're going to measure it. But you got to measure yourself against those standards and hold yourself accountable for getting to those standards as often as you say you're going to get to them. So if it's, I need to make X amount of dollars a month, then you got to figure it out. So last 3 days of the month, you got to figure out how you're going to get there. If you got to work out every day, is 11:30 at night, you haven't worked out, you're going to figure out a way to get a workout in, even if it's just a brisk walk around the neighborhood, whatever the situation happens to be, a brisk walk around the neighborhood in a snowstorm, whatever the situation happens to be. This is the hardest part for most people. This is the hardest part, measuring yourself against your own standards and the part about holding yourself accountable, because if nobody else knows about it, because you could say something's a standard, right? I could tell you that I have all these different standards in my life. You don't really know because you're not seeing me every single day. I could just be talking about it. What makes it hard is that very fact that people aren't seeing it. It's not public knowledge most of the time. And even if it was public knowledge, most people aren't paying that close attention to you that they're caring whether you hit your standard or not. They may applaud it and say, oh, that's cool. It sounds good. It motivated me, but they don't really care. Most people are paying much more attention to themselves than they will ever pay to you. So the hardest part of having these standards and holding yourself accountable is that nobody else is going to know if you don't do it. Nobody else is going to know if you come up short. So what you're saying to yourself is, here is where I want to be, and I'm not there yet, but I'm going to make myself do fill in the blank, whatever it is, in order to reach that standard. Most people never do this at any point in their lives. Most people never in their life get to the point where they say, I want to be at this point, but right now I'm at this point. So what I'm going to do is fill in the blank. And it's something that they're actually holding themselves accountable for. It is a standard. Most people never even think of having that type of conversation with themselves because, number one, it's very hard to do. That's a very difficult thing, to hold yourself to a certain standard and do it all the time. It is too easy to not maintain a standard. It's too easy to just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. Okay, when I work out. If I make some money, I make some money. If I talk to my mom or my friends every day, then I talk to them. But if I don't, I don't. It's much easier to live life that way because you don't have anything to hold yourself to. You're not holding yourself accountable to anything. It's kind of like some people who feel like this whole accountability and being disciplined thing is just too much. It's too rigid. This is very militaristic. It feels like you're being in the military, right? Being a drill sergeant for yourself. And a lot of people don't like to conduct themselves that way. They feel like it's just too much, too many standards, too much work. You know, sometimes you just got to live life. Sometimes you just got to let go. We don't have to be all 1-2 all the time. I've heard people actually make these statements to me, and it's okay. That's okay. If that's who you are, that's who you are. What I'm talking about here today is, if you want to make sure you are doing your job, these are the things that you need to do. Now, if you choose not to do these things, that's your choice. It's your life, but you can never say that no one informed you. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to make sure you are doing your job. Number one, know what the goal is. What is the outcome you want to achieve? And know that your job is not done until you can connect the work you're doing to the completion of the job. And therefore, you must know what completion means. Number two, know exactly what is expected of you and how it is measured. Even if you are the person who is in charge and it's just you by yourself, you got to set standards for yourself. What is expected of me, and how will I know I've actually reached that standard, and what will I do if I have not reached that standard? That's called accountability. And number three, measure yourself against your standards and hold yourself accountable to those standards. Meaning, when you have not yet reached the standard, your work is not done. You don't go to sleep. You don't just say, forget it, I'll do it tomorrow. You hold yourself accountable and you make sure you get it done, because that's what would happen if you had a boss. That's what would happen if you had a supervisor. This is the hardest part for most people. I want to be at this point. I'm not yet at that point. So I'm going to make myself do this, this, and this until I get to that point. Most people never do this because it never occurs to them, and the people to whom it does occur just don't want to do it because it's too hard to do, too easy to stay without having standards. And this is why most people never really lock into discipline in life, and a lot of people never get what they want in life. But you got the formula now, so now you have no excuse to say you didn't know. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.